Your favorite kind of ice cream, Jason Cans, is what?
Favorite flavor of ice cream? Yeah. We were actually just talking about this last night. There's a Breyers flavor that's called chocolate truffle. Mm. And I think it's the best store-bought ice cream on the planet. You know, if I'm going out to get ice cream around town, probably Andy's Mint Avalanche at Culver's.
Wow.
Yeah.
But wasn't it for your birthday's in October, but was it Father's Day that you ended up doing kind of the ice cream tour, which did include a stop at Olson's, I believe?
It did, yeah. We did an ice cream tour of Eau Claire on Sunday, and so...
On Father's Day.
Yeah, Father's Day, I'm sorry. Yep, and went to three different places, and then each kind of gave their ratings, and so that was just a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. You know, lately I've been thinking about... Again, we talked just yesterday about weight loss and sugar. I sent you an article, by the way. We're not the only ones who feel like sugar is everywhere.
Yeah, right. It is, for sure.
But I've been thinking about, like, chocolate marshmallow ice cream. I'm like, that's kind of a fun... I kind of miss that, so...
I don't know that I've ever had chocolate marshmallow ice cream.
No, it's good. I'm just looking up here. Well, so are you pro or con on marshmallows?
I like marshmallows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know you don't like raisins and pineapple on pizza.
Yeah.
And
right, yeah.
Among your flaws, so.
Yeah, Tessa asked me yesterday if I liked carrot cake, and I said, as long as it doesn't have raisins. So.
Yeah, the cream cheese frosting. Does Tessa like raisins?
I don't know if she Tessa doesn't like much. So, okay. I don't know if she likes raisins. I don't know that I've ever seen her eat raisins.
Okay. All right, well, there we go. There's the substance of things. We've got that out of the way now. So.
Right, for sure.
Well, I'll tell you what, boy, the political scene just blowing up left. It's just like, you don't have to wait till the 4th of July. Just fireworks everywhere, right? So.
Yeah, there is fireworks everywhere.
It's
That's about what you can say.
I used to like politics, but wow, it's really messed up these days. It's kind of like
you know what you can't focus on? Women's basketball. Instead,
yeah,
that's much less controversial.
Well, and the men's is entertaining too. You know, don't rule out the guys. Yeah. So,
right.
All right. So, yeah, the tournament back in action: Marquette against NC State tomorrow night. But it is Maundy Thursday today. We're gonna get to the Michael Card song, "The Basin and the Towel." It is mind-boggling, right, to think of. We just take it for granted because we've heard it so much. But I mean, the idea of God becoming a man. And washing feet, I mean, that is just mind-blowing.
It is, for sure. Yeah. The way of downward mobility, right? You know, that Christ wasn't seeking power, but seeking love through the way of humility. Definitely not what we expect.
Yeah. And so he resisted the temptations, and so let's not fall for them. Right? He said no to power.
Right. Yep.
As we Lent comes to an end today, and supposed to be kind of in keeping with Jesus ending that time of desert fasting, we've got we're also ending John 16 from your Notes from the Upper Room devotional book. Verse 33 says, "I have said these things to you that you may have peace in the world. You will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world."
I wrote this entry on the last day of 2018, one of the most trying years of my life. On a national and international level, there's been more division, fear, and chaos than I can remember. Brokenness found its way into homes, relationships, and individual hearts, giving way to a culture of fear. Jesus told his disciples that in the world, tribulation would come. Chaos and tension should not be unexpected, though they often surprise us. Regardless of our circumstances, the peace of Christ is available in him because he has overcome the world. What does it mean that he overcame the world? Overcoming temptation, he lived his life without sin. In death, he defeated evil. In resurrection, he conquered death. When we follow him and understand that our lives are joined with his, we can have peace that the world will have no hold upon us.
Boy, I am struck initially, even to hear you read writing the end of 2018, and about the division and fear and chaos, and I think it's heightened 6 years later.
100%. Yeah. I definitely think it has gotten much more intense since then.
So, boy, we need to... What's your thoughts in reading that?
You know, for me, I mean, it stirs how hard things seemed then and where it's at now. And for me, it almost is a call to recenter. Mm-hmm. remember that the lives we live are not about the chaos that we experience.
Yeah, and before you close this out with the prayer today, I mean, I guess even coming in and hearing about some of those political explosions going on in the clown show that is a presidential campaign, I guess I just feel like, you know, that verse from Rick Love's Peace Catalysts and Paul in Romans 12:18, right? As far as it is with you, be at peace with all men. I mean, may we be at peace with God, with ourselves, and then to whatever extent possible with others, right? So.
Absolutely.
All right,
Absolutely.
Close us out here.
It says, Jesus, so often I focus upon the tribulations in my life rather than upon the peace you promise. Teach me to turn again and again to you that I might rest. Amen.
Thank you. God bless.
You
there we go. All right, thanks, Carol. We'll try not to miss any. I've seen perfection played out by Caleb as recently as yesterday. Tim Gunderson from FCA and Ben Polzin went a perfect 5 for 5, underhand off the backboard. I mean, just different approaches all over the place, right? So, again, we'll keep that in mind here this morning. The latest one to get in for the Olson's ice cream drawing here, Melissa in New Auburn, pledging $10 per make and $5 per miss. Thank you so much, Melissa, and we'll include you in the Olson's ice cream drawing along with Vicky, potentially Jeannie. It's, again, suggested $10 minimum. She's just pledging on the fourth one. If we make the fourth one, that's the only one she missed. And also Julie, $5 per make, $2 per miss. So we fire up the music. Here's the one thing I'm asking. Calling my own play-by-play, and I know Dawson shoots from right around here, but I'm going to just say, you know, the one bit of grace I'm asking for on this Maundy Thursday is that, you know, it's going to be warm up until I make the first one. When I make the first one, that's the first of the five. So we'll give it a go. Here we go. All right? All right. Step away from the mic. Take off the glasses. And, yeah, shooting overhand. Just remembering it is just a flick of the wrist. So that's what the first one is in. The first one is in. So one for one. That's what we're starting. All right. Two for two. All right, flick to the rest. 3 for 3. Flick to the rest. Ah, it's off the mark. So 3 for 4. Sorry, Jeannie. All right, one more. Yeah, there it is. All right. That was my best performance so far. Yes, there was a 4 for 6 earlier, but this was all 4 for 5, 80%, and it was mentally, you know, this whole exercise has made me mentally tougher. So thank you. And thank you to Caleb, who showed me yesterday how it's done. Just flick the wrist. And so just the one off the mark, unfortunately, the fourth. All right, let's do this drawing and find out who goes away with the ice cream here today. So our Jeannie was not in because the suggested minimum of 10, and unfortunately, so we got 3, actually, so I have to put the number 3 into that. And let me try. All right, here we go. And it goes to Vicky. Vicky in Eau Claire, congratulations. She goes away with the $10, make it $20, $20 Olson's ice cream certificate. All right, congratulations to her. All right, WWIB, it's 20 after 7, and we've got 19 degrees, and it's time for our CCM Song Showdown third round. And Gary's on the line. He's got the top seed in the tournament, the winner from last year, Crowder. Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you're live on the radio with Havo and Caleb. That's the way it works sometimes. So we're going to have you just to go ahead and tell us in about 30 seconds or less, you know, kind of what inspired you to go ahead and choose In the House as your song for the third round here against For King and Country.
All right, thank you. Well, you know, Crowder's got so many good songs. Why I picked number 3, I don't know. I love all his songs, but, you know, this song is just, you know, inspirational about, you know, the house of the Lord, which is the church, and the promise that, you know, there's a house in heaven in John 14:3, that he prepared a house for us. And, you know, it's just inspiration that no matter what we've done, doesn't matter, that through grace, through faith, that we are going to heaven.
Mm.
And that's why I picked it.
Good stuff. Well, thank you, Gary, so much. And we'll see how the voting unfolds this morning. We wish you the best. Well, yesterday, Toby Mac and Casty Crowns made the final four in our CCM Song Showdown. Who's going to make it between Crowder and For King and Country? The votes are in. They've been tabulated. the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group and the text line, and the winner is...
For King and Country, congratulations, nominated by Destiny from Jim Falls, well fought by Crowder from Gary and Bloomer. But, yeah, Destiny's group moves on, and she gets closer to a chance at winning two tickets to the We Are Messengers Ben Fuller Jonathan Traylor concert, which is coming up Monday, April 8th.
Hey, we're the Steelers.
And we chose This Is Our God by Still With Them for a third song.
Hey, This Is Our God is a great song that reminds us of how God has conquered everything. The giants called death and sin that was in our way, he has conquered. God is bigger than anything that we're facing in this world. This song is encouraging and helps us put our eyes on Jesus, who loves us, who saves us, who bore the cross and beat the grave. We hope you enjoy it.
See ya.
See ya.
Hi, this is Deb, and I'm calling to tell you why I nominated Gobble Gobble as my third song. First of all, I nominated it because it is just such a goofy, silly song, and it just puts a smile on everybody's face. Second of all, I nominated it because of my daughter. She was my 40th birthday present, and both of our birthdays are in November. Her birthday is 2 days before mine, and they're at Thanksgiving time, so I always call her my 40th birthday present. Only our Almighty God can give me my only daughter for my 40th birthday present. After dealing with 10 years of infertility, we finally had three children back to back to back. Thank you.
All right. We have not conferred necessarily here, but I think we probably have a winner.
Yes.
If you could tell, I can tell you on my side, on the tech side, I had a big 18-vote advantage for Matthew West.
And a similar size advantage for Matthew West and Gobble Gobble over Phil Wickham. This is Our God on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group as well. Lots of great participation today. Thank you so much.
Yeah, boy, I feel for the Fila family. I mean, I loved their whole family getting in. It seemed like there were many members of their family getting in on the nomination as we played that. This is Our God, but Matthew West, we can set the scene now. It's with Matthew West moving on. Tomorrow we're going to have 1 hour of voting, right? So Toby Mack, I'm stalling here a little bit for Josh, just in case he's coming. Toby Mack and Casting Crowns, that'll be an hour, 7:15 to 8:15, and we'll find out the song. So if you nominated either of those, go ahead and record your explanation of why you chose the song you did for the semifinals, 715-396-1670. And then Monday, who are we going to have, Caleb?
So on Monday, then, it will be Matthew West against For King and Country.
Uh-huh. And so, then the championship on Tuesday.
Yeah, looking forward to that. So again, keep that in mind. 1 hour of voting tomorrow, 7:15 to 8:15. Miriam and Lady Smith, who nominated Toby Mack, against Michael from Eau Claire, who nominated Casting Crowns. And looking forward to hearing why they chose their penultimate songs, their final four songs.